1991, Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Greetings, Commander.
Shall we try again? Let's all together good afternoon. Hats on here in light, great expectation of a very good afternoon. Possibly even a good challenge or two. I welcome our friends, especially ones who have traveled from far to put up with us. We are rather hard taskmasters from time to time. Please don't judge us cruelly in the beginning. We'd like for you to drift in slowly so that you're happy before you realize it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We meet for friendship. We meet for instruction. And we meet because we need to touch one with another. Because our journey at this time is one of basically pioneering. Not that one with greater daringness, if you will, have not come before us. But at the time of integrating information, you get to be the brunt of it. For that, I apologize. I know each of you. I know what you're worthy of. And I know what you will bear. I didn't say can. I know what you will. It is not a lifetime of choosing. And I don't mean that it's L-I-G-H-T in that sense. I realize we've bitten off a tremendous mouthful. And there will come this point along the way where all you can hold to is your attachment to God of Light. And that is the brilliance of the L-I-G-H-T. That's all there is. And I'm in the process this week of working with my son, as a matter of fact, to begin to set the Christian religion on its ear. Ones think they're tired of hearing of Khazars. Well, grandma says, why not? The target's right here. You know, go ahead and hit it. I think maybe the target practice will begin to ease up a little bit. And before we kill very much time this afternoon, I would like to ask George what his plans are so that we can work around them.
Just go ahead with your meeting, and when I'm about 3 o'clock, I'll excuse myself for approximately 1 hour. And listen to Mr. Cole now. Try to crucify
me. Well, I don't think that anyone should go to a crucifixion alone. Do any of you in here think that he ought to go alone?
Yeah. Oh, no.
We haven't been to one, sir.
That'd be gentle. I don't want him to go at all.
Well, I'm up to the challenge.
So am I.
Good. I'll share it with you.
Dorma was not. But I figured if I got here in time to get rid of her, we could make our own plan. So tell me about this turkey.
Well, Kip, why don't you give us good that you've been listening to him?
He's a turkey. He does not soar with the eagles.
What's his name?
Jack Cole.
He is, his intent is to try to ridicule, cut down, yell over, cut out, cut you off, every kind of thing there is. Because we've had, I guess, 3 incredible days on that WJNO now. Because everybody was supporting us. And he's kind of the adversary setting in to try to show the other side, if he can, of the information we come forth.
Well, how best is it to arrange this room so I can have my own turn at Mr. Cole?
We can bring the... we'll bring the phone right here.
No, I'll take that.
All right, when it occurs, when it gets down, then I'll lead into that that tempting morsel, and you can have the audience of all of Palm Beach.
Let telephone reach over.
Now
here.
All you have to do is just get the restraining jacket and put her in it. She thinks I am going to become tongue-tied, and then she prays I will. No, it's time to give you one support. I don't want to disappoint anyone either. There's no point, you see, in fighting with these ones. There's no point in having a great debate with these ones. There is no way that you reach through to these ones through any type of argument. They already have their minds made up. And they come forth thinking they are the Sir Galahad to protect the ones upon which we trample. These poor, poor little Semites who don't even understand that they're not. I'm sorry for that. You Christians are going to have to realize that you're not what you think you are either. You're all victims of the lie of the very few. But you see, as truth begins to come forth, it has to be issued forth in segments which can be chewed. There is no way one could pick up a journal and read regarding the Khazars and how the Jews are not Jews and how the Israel is not Israel and thus and so and have any understanding whatsoever, much less taken out of context. And that's what these ones love to do. They will not read your material. They will go through and someone usually before them have highlighted little phrases. And that's as far as you get. And then you will recognize this. They will get up and introduce you as the king of all anti-Semitic bigots. Well, how smug of them to consider they are the only ones against whom we would bigot. We are flexible in our bigotry. We just clean them off. Because what has happened upon your earth is that through the generations of tampering, re-tampering, and rewriting and writing, that which you perceive happened did not happen. Some nice release to Emmanuel got sent down, right? And that's as far as it went. He bore the truth. From time to time, the Creator will send his messengers. So in this sense, he came as a Messiah, a messenger of a higher truth, period. Little M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R. He was a messenger. And he was birthed and reared within that which was the Hebrew teaching. So he had the same problems that anyone of you would have. He would have adhered to whatever was practiced in his home out of respect for his elders. Because he would not have been allowed the specialness to have been experiencing in the knowledge that he bore when he came and was conceived. That would truly have set him apart. And he could not have survived emotionally. You would not have evolved into the historical place that you are now, had that been allowed to happen. But from time to time, God does send an emissary, a tester, to take a sample of the pollution level and whether or not you've had enough and are capable as a mass to swing around. But more importantly, keeping in mind this being an experience of God thought projection, you aren't going to get off so easily. Now, how does Hatton get so smart? Well, I get pretty close to the source. But more than that, each energy as projected forth from the God thought becomes an individual experiencing being. And how else are you going to learn except to go through the play, playing the role? So here we have a situation where an energy form ready for that experience was birthed into that environment. And let us see what man would do with it. Well, you have a pretty good little story going. But you see, of all the Gospels written, of which there are like 28 versions known and in the archives, the German, keep this in mind, German, Hebrew, interesting duality, isn't it? German, Hebrew. Scholars chose to use Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John version. Now, what happened to poor old Peter? He didn't get his in there, did he? That's because Mark was not the one to experience, and the one you believe is Mark, who wrote the gospel, was a scribe. And literally, he was called the evangelist. He wrote Peter's experiences. So when the choosing came for what would be put into this biblical book, outlaid religion, these were the chosen ones. Now, these were not chosen at the same time as the story of, quote, Jesus the Christ, by whatever name he had begun and ended his walk through the Holy Land. That came some 300 years when the first words were began to be compiled for a book to be formed. Well, what could have happened? Well, I believe Sananda wrote it yesterday and today, the day before. What happened was there were some very arch enemies of this young man as he went about. The prime enemy of this young Christ, this Isu Emmanuel, who understood that the Hebrew teachings as they were coming forth were filled with ritual, sacrifice, things that would be totally against any laws as given forth by any loving Father God, much less from the natural evolution of nature. Nature doesn't go pick her ways of being kind, gentle, hateful, mean. Nature is. And these are the absolutely unequivocal laws of which no one, including God, will tinker with. God lays down laws for his creation. That is the human species. Those are the favorite ones of his creation. And because man is given into reason and choices, you are given a series of rules. Because to test this brain that he gave you and how you would respond in given experiences, he caused you to have to make choices regarding his law. And Sananda has utilized a bit of Dante's work today. Now, Dharma's going to come to me and say, where in the soup am I going to get a hold of Dante's work? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm just telling you that it's a pretty good expression of the meaning of some of these activities. The blasphemers were always present in Dante's work. The sodomists. And then guess what? The usurers. You see, as I have said before, God would not make a pronouncement upon man regarding his inward emotional attachment to another. He would say to you, beware of all activities regarding homosexuality. God would never say to a man, you are evil, vile, wicked, and cursed because you are homosexual. Because the greatest love that a man can have, usually, is, I'm talking about true brotherhood love, is usually for another man. Because men can't understand women. So you go and you find a friend and you talk about the women and how you can't understand them. And once in a while you can talk about something great and magnificent like God. Man tampers with it. Man tampers with it. And in his search for equal rights, because he is being fed exactly what he is intended to have. And we're not even going to talk about replicas during this sentence. But God will pronounce the rule as to behavior of man, and which will man choose. Well, you can see where you've gotten. And basically what you've done is just create total confusion and chaos. So the ones that blaspheme speak against God and the Word and the truth of a higher being, a higher resource, a higher source creator, are classified as those, just that, blasphemers. But the ones who defile and defy and break the laws of nature, guess what, are called sodomists. That is represented by the pools of blood and evil guile upon your place. The blasphemers are presented as being in the barren desert, so hot that the earth is sterile. And now you have that which is against, violently against, nature within the laws of that creative mother, which is also a sterile environment. And then you have the usurers. They are the ones who destroy everything upon your place that creates into the artistic fulfillment of the human relative to his divinity. and his mode of expression, which is represented as the raining of fire from the heavens instead of the nurturing, cooling rain that would come of God. So if you want your confirmation and your toes curled, just curl up with Dante for an evening of light reading. It's hard to accept. And meanwhile, while you're trying to accept that which you innately know, the being cries out, please don't let it be that way. Please don't destroy. One more thing, all I had left that you haven't picked at, Hatton, is Christ, whatever I'm clutching to in Christianity. But you see, you're not clutching at Christianity, you are clutching at church houses. You're clutching to the Christ. And when you learn to clutch onto the Christ, who has moved into oneness with God, you wonder what in the world is the matter with you. And then you have to know within you knew it all the time. It isn't that we come either to build up or to destroy. We are come sent to set the records into straightness. Not just for a record keeping of historical importance, or to be buried, or to make your life miserable. You have to know what to do. Because life will not end. Hear me, life will not end. If a planet is disintegrated, it is not intended that life from this planet will end either. And if you don't understand how you got to here, there cannot even be a remnant from the placement to make it through the transition and into that reality. Does it matter? I think it does. I think it does to the point that it becomes worthy of my time, for whatever that might mean to anyone, to give my full attention to it. Is it just because I like my little brother? No. It is because I have a commitment to my own source that man shall have and know what has occurred, what went wrong, what went right, so that he has something against which to balance that which he comes into being. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's a lot easier journey than those churches make for you, because it fits your reason. You don't have to be responsible for everyone. You don't have to grovel in the gutter of poverty. You can come forth out of that hovel and be that which you are, which is wonderment. Outnumbered? Of course you're outnumbered. Wasn't Jonah Salk with the polio vaccine outnumbered? Whoever invented the television and put pictures on the little screen at the time he did it, wasn't he amongst the very minority of ones who knew how to do it? And the rest of you still don't know how to do it and to use the television. and take the vaccine. Isn't it a relief that you can go back now and love this Christ instead of the lie? Conjured up and made a total ridiculous group of contradictions. That in one breath says that a woman cannot serve in the church. Send her home, take care of her, but don't let her say anything. Those are the teachings of Saul of Tarsus. Paul destroyed the world. And he didn't even know it. He thought he was saved. He didn't know what he was doing. But it sure got to be important. And then when you can raise yourself into being the speaker, the law, then you can build an entire monarchy around this doctrine. And I believe that you might be just a little enticed to doctor it up a bit. If you're asked your opinion about something, I have a feeling that Paul could sit and think up something. Jesus didn't send all these letters off to the churches. Paul sent all those letters off to the churches. And then when the Holy Church of Rome was formed on these teachings, you created a bloodletting like nothing loose on this planet, before or after. Is that what you want to attach yourself to for Christ? Of course not. That's not why you go to the sanctuary. You go each time you go hoping to make connection with that Christ being you're looking for. You who experienced Christ here will recall he said to me, Commander, is there any church left? Where can we go? I had to respond, just the one within. Because the one within will know. And the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Mormons, they can gather together all their ecumenical councils if they choose. And they can vote in anything that they wish. And what do they say they do it for? Right out of their mouths. Because people are not coming to our churches. They are not making contributions. We must meet the needs of this modern man. That's not what man's looking for. That's not why there was an influx back into the churches. They came hoping that would fix whatever is wrong within them, only to find it didn't. And therefore, now the churches will let them down farther. They'll hold out a little while, but it will be sanctioned anyway, do you see? And gradually it will just evolve. That anything is fine. As far as I am concerned, for the structure of a given church, that's as fine as anything else that's done. But what of those fine young men and young women who go into the ministry because of their love and devotion to service and locating and attaching that connection with God? They are buried. and they're buried in the disillusionment. And eventually they withdraw. They withdraw from their very life source. And the disillusionment is never removed. There will always be the pain in the heart. No matter what you find, there will be the pain in the heart for what was lacking in that which called itself perfection. Now, what happens? How do you get over this? You allow. You tell the truth. You lay the truth forth. You get man to begin to listen to his own reason. You don't tear up journals and stuff them in his mouth. He won't get it. He'll poison himself, choke to death. And it will evolve. Because truth will stand into infinity. And through their own actions will they pull themselves down into destruction. It is guaranteed. And Norma says to me, well, so big deal. What will be left of us? Everything. A kingdom worth having will be left to you. Because what I wrap up with today will tell you this. If you walk in the shelter of the oneness with God, and that is the Christed path of life, you have the power. They do not. And it's not a half-ass deal. You can pretend so that you can march along with your group for a while. But when you ask for that light shield, by God, you better take it. And you better ask with all desire and sincerity. Don't walk into a room later and say, well, I asked for the shield and I got shot. Yes, sir. You better check your intent. Now I can give you another one because you're all thinking it. I can lay it all off on Dorma. She can't fight back. But then there comes the one. Yeah, well, but what about me? All right, for you. Well, I've got to go out there and I've got to face all these people. So you have the shield. How do I know that? Well, if you're going to question me about that, you better seriously consider thinking about that. If you play the game, you would get hurt in this game. But it won't hurt you, will it? It's not hurting you to move along with devoted ones who care about you, care about each other. It's not a bad crowd. What is it going to hurt you? What do ones ask from you? The biggest problem I get back from ones is, well, isn't there something I can do? Isn't there something I can give? Yes. But that's not demanded of anybody. God only asks for a return of will. Self. The churches ask for your tithes, my friend. And they want you to put it on a paper. Come into understanding of that which you are about. It's why we will always have a kind of a misshapen, quote, group. And it will be the strongest group in your universe, I guarantee you, without exception. You are coming into the universal brotherhood of man. And that outnumbers every dark fragment in the universe. You just happen to be experiencing in this portion of this journey overall amongst them. Because they are of the physical only. And that's not what you, Y-O-U, are. You are not your body. You are not the experience. You are the fragment of the God extension. So from time to time, I'm on the soapbox preaching because these are the lessons for this particular day and week. Who are you? You are the beloved ones of God. And his little lambs are going astray. Let me give you worse news. A lot of them are going to stay straight. And you're not going to be able to figure out who they are, what they are. That's not your business. That's between that one and God. You're not even going to be able to tell who is real and who is replica. That's another great denial. I haven't had any denials up until the Khazars, like I have received. And I'm not talking about what you once received. I'm talking about what I received. Taking exceptions to DNA duplication. Well, now your confirmation's coming in. I've written on it today. The tinkerers of life cycles have been at it since the turn of the century. By 1939, in the Ukraine, that's Russia, my friends, had already created duplication. And when we talk about a viral infection, such as AIDS or the HIV virus, we're only talking about crystalline structures. Viruses were created by man with the introduced DNA, which gave them their characteristics. And for each new crystalline construction, a new DNA could be introduced and it would mutate. For the same reason that it can be manufactured, it can also be exploded with the right frequency. That does not necessarily mean destruction of the DNA, which is the seed. So you have upon your plate the capability of bending the very life forms to destroy you. These are not like life forms. These are developed physical experimentations. How was it kept a secret from you? That's the biggest thing. It isn't accepting the truth of it. It is man does not want to accept that he was a fool. Why would you be a fool? Because you didn't see. The plans were elaborate to keep you from knowing. And ones who would tell you, the walls came up and more lies poured in. You see, as long as you were victims, slaves to a church, and a false belief real belief, whatever you believe. You could be controlled through that. So as things came out, like a Hassan coming down to bring truth, what goes forth to the congregation? Everything coming from outer space is of Satan. Put that away from you. Don't read that. Why do you think the Holy Church of Rome would not let their people go to any other sanctuary to worship? Why do you think they limited their prisoners to reading exactly what they gave them and their interpretation? And if you erred, you had to go paddle on yourself, or you were going to go to hell. Now, sure and simple. Well, after Dante gives you a good picture of hell, I wouldn't want to go there either. That's a hot foot. I'd turn into steam. So you've come in to what we will really call the Age of Reason. It didn't work when reason came. The Age of Reason didn't work because it only reasoned with things. And the real experience, the you-ness, is not a thing. So if you only deal with that which is manufactured, developed, apparently even to your senses, physical, it will never answer your needs. It will never fall into reason. Because these very ones who will say it is reason and I must prove through scientific proof before I will believe have lost the whole point. You have shut your reasoning mechanism at this dead end wall so that there is no way you can come into reason. It's a very gift of God to you. And then as you see it outlaid in the foolish structure of sentences and paragraphs attributed to the God of wisdom, read what they have written that man said. I defy you you burst out laughing. Not even very bright ones conjured it. You would not call someone like that a prince of wisdom. They had to build a religion around that one because they slaughtered him in the worst way possible.
Excuse me, Commander.